Okay, this is the KPFT Governance Committee. We're running a little late getting started because we had the glitch at the first of the meeting, but we got the meeting going now, and or it's getting, yeah, it's going at 6:32, I believe it was, and we're gonna call the roll and get started. I think everybody's here except maybe Adriana's still on an airplane somewhere, and Ted just showed back up. So let's do the roll call.
Richard, hold on, I can't find it right this second. Just give me a second. Sorry.
If you want, I'll call it.
Thank you, Teresa. Would go for it.
All right. Teresa Allen is present. Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Thank you, Wesley. Adriana Casanabe is busy right now. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Thank you, Bill. Joseph Davis?
Present.
Thank you, Joseph. Marianne Martinez?
Martinez, present.
Thank you. Sean Kelly McPherson?
I am here.
Thank you. Bill Stone?
Here.
Thank you. Richard Uzzell?
You missed Susie Moreno and Nancy and Jane.
I'll come back to them.
Okay, Richard Uzzell is here.
I'll come back to them. Thank you. Ted Weisgull?
Here.
Thank you. Sandy Wyman?
Present.
Thank you. Susan Young?
Here.
Thank you. Nancy Sabar-Naritomi?
Present.
Nancy? Thank you, Nancy. Susie Moreno?
Present.
Thank you. Jane Scheidler?
Present.
Thank you. Is Bob Scheidler Bob Gardner on the phone?
I'm here.
Thank you, Bob. Sister Mama Sonia?
This is Bob's second meeting, I guess.
Yes. Is Sister Mama Sonia on the call? No. Venetia Patel Adams?
I'm here.
Not hearing Venetia.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Venetia's Thank here. You. Yeah. Thank you, Venetia. Is there anyone on the call whose name I did not call?
I don't know.
Okay. The only person that is not acknowledging right now is Adriana Casanabe. And I think she said she'll be on in about a half an hour.
Okay. Cassandra Thibodeau asked for an excused absence. Her mother's in the hospital and we're having to deal with that situation. Is there any objection to her having an excused absence? Hearing none.
I move that we give her an excused absence.
That's all right. We got it. Hearing
I
none.
Object.
Okay. Before we
what
go
do you do? Why
objection?
Do you object?
Teresa, can I
just to have, please? Just a minute. Who's that talking? Who is that talking?
This is just Patel Adams. I just want to let y'all know I'm here.
Okay, we got you. We checked your name on the call.
Got you. Thank you.
I mean, a roll call. Ted, you just want to trigger the vote so that we waste more time having to take a vote? Is that what's approved?
I think it's understood that I'm the only one speaking in that regard, and it could be noted in the minutes, so we move on.
Okay, does anybody else object to giving that excused absence to Ms. Thibodeau, who is taking care of her mother?
I'll vote no and accept everybody else votes yes. This is Joseph Davis.
You'll vote what?
I'll vote no, not to accept
okay,
it, but accept
okay,
everybody
guys,
else
okay,
votes yes.
Let's quit playing
okay.
games. Let's quit playing
games. I'm not
games.
Playing games.
Hey, so, let's quit playing games and call the roll.
Okay. Shall I call the roll?
I don't know. Where's Jane?
Jane, shall I call roll?
I guess so. Go.
Okay. I'm going to call roll. Allenson says yes to excuse absence. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Thank you. Joseph Davis?
No.
No. Okay. Marianne Martinez?
Martinez says yes.
Thank you. Martina says yes. McPherson?
Of course.
McPherson says yes. Bill Stone?
Is it okay? Is that the vote?
We are voting whether to give excused absence to
Prasada
Thibodeau.
I approve it, yes.
Thank you. Okay, Stone says yes. Musel?
Yes.
Okay. Ted Weisgel?
No.
No. Sandy Wyman?
Is this Goodwill Outreach or fundraising? I'll just vote yes.
Wyman says yes. Susan Young?
Yes.
Young says yes. Saibar Naritomi?
Did she ask for an excused absence?
Yes. Yes or no, Nancy?
Well, I just want to know, did she ask for an excused absence?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
In writing with a reason.
I don't see.
She is taking care of her mother.
Yeah, when did she ask? Today? Yesterday?
Do we care?
Out of order. It's a yes or no vote.
Okay, abstain. I want to know if she
abstain. Okay, that's fine. Okay. Abstain. Abstain. Susie Moreno. Susie Moreno.
I will abstain also because I think we need to know.
Thank you. That's fine. Jane Scheibler.
Yes.
Jane Scheibler. Thank you. Yes. All right, that's it. The answer is 1, 2. I'm sorry?
Bob, you're not a voting member.
But you're not a voting member until next meeting.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Well, I don't think y'all have all the facts.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 yes, 2 no, 2 abstain.
Okay, the, excuse the absence has been excused. Okay, the agenda approval and most glaring thing on that is the 7 o'clock. Just scratched through that. Anybody want to move the agenda approval? Ted, you got your hand up?
Yes, I've posted an email to everyone saying that I would like to put on the agenda discussion of a subcommittee to explore and revise, if necessary, the standing rules and special rules. I would like to put on the agenda.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Richard, do you have my motion for life meetings?
Mr. Chair?
I think Teresa has her hand up.
Yes, I sent out a motion and I would like that put number 1 on new business.
Any objections to that being number 1 on new business? Okay, hearing no objection, that's number 1. And then Joseph, you had one?
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
So I'm putting down here Joseph's motion.
I object to Joseph's motion putting it on the agenda. I think it's just a waste of time.
Is that the agenda? I mean, is that the motion about changing the meeting back to in-person meetings?
Yes, sir.
I object also. That should be addressed by the LSB, not this body.
Our PNB meets in by Zoom. We're a committee of the PNB and a committee of, or the LSB is a committee of the PNB, and this committee is a committee of the LSB. So we're just following protocol. Joseph, you go have an in-person meeting with yourself, man. Thanks.
Okay, guys, come back off. Wait a minute. This is the chair. I'm going to rule that Joseph's motion is out of order. And and it's not going to go on the agenda because it's the LSB's decision. And if anybody wants to vote on abstaining,
Richard, my motion is to have the governance committee request that the LSB take up the issue and return to invoice. You're right. The LSB has to do that, but they need to get motions from the advisory committees, which we are one of the advisory committees, which is exactly why I'm bringing it up here, where it can be processed before it goes to the LSB. Thank you.
Okay. And I ruled that it's not going to be on the agenda. So unless somebody wants to, whatever you call it, do it.
Contest a ruling.
Appeal the decision of the chair.
Thank you. Jane's got two hands up. You got to get two motions.
Hands up. One, I strenuously object to the motion. And two, I agree that we need that. This is just silly. I'm sorry. I will refine my comment in a minute.
Yeah, please do. Silly, not good enough. Hell, I'm silly.
It's silly.
Do we take a vote on the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Not unless somebody objects.
They did, Richard.
Who did? Oh, I object.
Ted did and Joseph did.
Just vote just the same, the chair's ruling.
Y'all relax. Don't be yelling at the chair because the chair isn't getting old. But, okay, we, and who challenged the ruling of the chair?
Bill.
Ted and Joseph.
Ted and Joseph. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ted and Joseph.
Okay, Jane, are you writing that down?
How many objections do you need?
Jane went down. I just needed one, but Jane went down the beach someplace. I don't know.
I'm taking minutes together with Teresa.
Ted, okay. Ted has his hands up.
Ted, what you need, Ted?
Well, I need the opportunity to speak. I presume I have it right now, and it is.
I don't think the ruling of the chair is, I don't think that gets debated. I think we just vote on it.
That is not correct. I can, if you'll give me a couple of minutes, I'll find it in Robert's rules and read you.
I'll tell you what, Ted. I'll
trust you. From the decision of the chair.
I'll tell you what, Ted. I'll trust you that you're not jacking me around and, give your little talk. Go.
Well, the chair gets to speak first or second and then.
I spoke. I'm gone.
Okay. In committee meetings, motions do not require a second. The idea of committees is to give the full.
That's not germane, Ted. We're not talking about seconding motions. Nobody seconded anybody's motion. Let's just stick to the question.
Motion should be allowed to be discussed in a committee so that the board does not waste its time with a multiplicity of issues. This is a governance issue, or it has become one, since people are maintaining that the bylaws say one thing and some people say it says another. We should discuss both the substance of the motion as well as the appropriateness of the governance committee discussing it. In a committee, you can have lots of discussion. People can speak more than once to the motion. And if we don't allow things to be discussed in committees, then we're actually just wasting the opportunity of a committee to do important work that the board does not have time to do. This matter should be addressed by this committee. That's my point.
Okay, thank you, Ted. We're going to take a vote on this question now.
Isn't there others that may want to speak?
I don't see any hands up, Ted.
No, I have mine.
Call the question.
Let me chair the meeting, Ted. Let me chair the meeting. Okay. We're going to take a vote if we can get anybody to do it. Where's the secretary gone?
Teresa, would you be kind to take the vote?
Wait a minute. Robert Gardner wants. Robert, we're doing a vote. You're not a voting member right now, so you're out of order.
Can we please repeat the motion?
You're not taking your vote. You're having a discussion about the vote. And I want
to. No, we're going to a vote. Discussion. We're going to a vote, Robert.
Ed has requested
just
a vote.
Ignoring everything Ted said.
We're going to a vote, folks.
For the secretary, please. Ted.
The motion is that they are objecting to the ruling of the chair, and the chair ruled that Joseph's motion couldn't, is out of order, and we're not going to put it on the agenda. That's my ruling. And now take the vote. Nancy, be quiet. We're talking now.
Yes, wait.
Now take the vote.
I would
take
like the to vote, hear Jane. The discussion Nancy. By Joseph Davis of his motion. And we are not allowed to hear his motion.
Nancy,
his
we're,
point.
Nancy, the boat has sailed. We looked around. There was
no,
nobody.
No, we have not discussed the motion that.
Yes,
Joseph's
we did.
Motion.
We discussed it.
No,
enough.
We didn't. You just said no, but I would like to hear
Ted,
the point.
Ted responded, and now we're voting on Jane. If you're going to vote, let's go.
Okay.
This is called railroading. This is not called a meeting.
Hey.
For my benefit, repeat the motion in 25 words or less, please. Oh. Ted, please.
It's not his motion.
Okay.
He objected to the ruling of the chair. The motion
Period.
Is by Joseph Davis.
Period.
Okay.
That's it. And now we're asking people, do you sustain the chair or do you
sustain,
want the chair Lynch?
A vote to sustain the chair. Sandy Weinman.
Votes yes to sustain.
Right. Teresa Allen.
Teresa, you're muted.
Yes, Alan says yes to sustain.
Adriana is not present.
No.
Robert Gartner
is not a voting member.
Wesley Bethune is the next one on the list.
I want to note that discussion about this was refused.
Who's
and
that?
There's a ruling Robert. Against the chair.
Robert, we're having a vote now.
There's
man.
A discussion.
We're having a vote right now, Robert. You're out, of order.
Discussion.
You're out of order, Robert. You're out of order.
That's Wesley.
You're
I vote no. I don't even know the reason why you're not bringing this to the committee. So I am
putting it to the committee. I'm asking for a vote on this motion. Do you want to vote?
Definitely. No. This
okay.
needs to be brought up.
Okay, go, Jane.
I'm sorry, I've lost my list again. I'm really sorry. Just give me a second.
Jane, could you let Teresa take the vote? She's got the list out there handy.
Handy while I find my list?
Yeah.
The computer is fighting me every...
Understood. Just let Teresa take the vote.
Point of order.
I defer to Teresa.
Relax.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Point of order.
Crozier votes yes.
We got it going, Ted.
Okay. Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
No, thank you. Marianne Martinez? Marianne
I vote to sustain the ruling of the chair.
That's somebody
yes?
else that
that's
I've got
yes.
to get on a phone call.
Okay, Martinez says yes. McPherson?
Yes, to sustain.
Who is that?
McPherson says
okay,
yes.
Okay, y'all quit yelling.
Bill
we
Stone?
Have a meeting going on here.
Bill vote, Stone?
My vote is yes.
Stone says yes. Uzel?
Yes.
Uzel says yes. Weiskel?
No.
Weiskel says no. Weinman says yes. Susan Young?
Yes.
Young says yes. Saibara Noritomi?
No.
Saibara Noritomi says no. Susie Moreno?
No, because y'all have everything.
Thank you.
Up.
Thank you, Susie. Jane,
okay.
Moreno says no. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yeah, Scheidler says yes. Okay. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 no.
Point of order.
Okay, just a minute, Ted. We're taking a vote. Okay, the chair is sustained on that, and we're not going to have Joseph's motion tonight on the agenda. Okay, what's your point of order, Ted?
That between three women on this body, I'm not sure who is the secretary, but they are constantly talking without being recognized.
They're talking among themselves, Ted. Let's get on with our meeting. Okay. we're adding Teresa's motion and Ted's motion to the agenda. Anything else? Okay, is there any objection to the agenda?
Has anybody sent out Teresa's motion?
I did.
I don't know. I'm not right now. I'm trying to get the agenda approved. Okay, who's anybody want to talk about the agenda being approved? You know, anybody want to make a motion?
I moved the agenda.
Okay, Susan moved the agenda approval.
Second.
Any objection to second. Being approved?
Second.
No second needed.
You don't need the second. Don't worry about that. Is there any objection to the agenda? Not hearing an objection. Agenda's approved. The minutes from February the 2nd, 2022 were sent out today, I think, and they were sent out earlier too, I think. But anybody want to move those approval?
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one item on the agenda that was someone asked to be corrected. Has that been corrected?
And there was no mistake. Ted asked about a vote that wasn't taken.
Okay. I move that we approve the minutes.
Thank you.
From February.
Anybody have any objections to the minutes being approved? Okay, here no objections. The minutes are approved. Election results.
I do. I have an objection. But what you've done, Richard,
you're not a voting member yet.
This is not about voting.
You're not a voting member, Robert, and we're taking a vote.
Why did you even allow me into the damn meeting if you're not even going to let me participate?
Well, we're taking votes right now, and we're talking about taking.
You switched.
Votes.
You switched.
You can talk.
You switch from agenda to minutes. That's dirty politics, if you ask me.
No, it's called the agenda. It's called the agenda.
No, you went to minutes.
The agenda is number 3.
Alan,
the minutes
went
are number
to minutes.
4, and that's all we're going to say about it, Robert. You're out of order. Now, if you want to stay in the meeting, stay in order.
You're in order.
That's your business. Okay.
What are we voting on?
Everybody, Nancy, you're out of order. I'm talking right now.
No, I'm asking a question.
That you can't ask the question. You do not have the floor, Nancy. You do not have the floor, Nancy. You do not have the floor.
Okay, request for information.
Secretary, will you please write down
the request for information?
Nancy has been called out of order. Nancy has been called out of order one time. This is the first time calling out Nancy out of order. First time. Okay, we're going to go on. I'm going to finish my sentence. Marianne, just a minute. My sentence, I'm going to finish it, is that the man in California, what's his name, that did the election?
Terry Goodman.
Goodman sent the results of the election to everybody. And that was election between Mr. Davis and I, and Mr. Davis didn't win, and I won. So I'm your chair. Okay, under new business, the first thing that we have under new business is Teresa's motion. Teresa, did you send that out?
Yes, I did. And
you sent it out earlier this afternoon, didn't you?
Yes, Nancy, with a question?
Just a minute. I'm talking to the person with the motion. Okay, Nancy, what is your question?
You said we were voting, and I wanted to know, what are we voting on? You were telling me.
No, no,
we're voting.
We're beyond that. We're beyond that, Nancy. We're beyond that.
Well, I didn't get to vote, and I don't.
Nancy, do not yell.
What were we voting
Nancy,
on?
Do not yell. Do not yell. You've already been called out of order one time, and if you start yelling, you're going to be called out of order the second time.
I have a mask on. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
And after three times, the committee can vote on whether or not to mute you. And that's fixing to happen.
You did not answer my question, Richard. What were we voting on?
We are not voting right now. We're beyond the vote.
But you said to Bob that we were voting, so he could not say anything.
Nancy, you're out of order.
What did I miss?
Okay, Secretary.
No, I know. I want to know what we voted on.
Secretary, will you? We voted on approving
the
roll call and the minutes and the agenda and all kinds. You know, we're trying to do business. You're trying to talk.
He won't own.
Okay. Okay.
No, I think you're
okay,
mistaken.
Nancy, you're
you
being
need to
called
apologize
out of order.
To Bob.
Where is the secretary?
I'm right.
I'm taking it down. I'm stepping in.
Nancy, you're being called out of order.
Off the road.
Nancy, you're being called out of order the second time. And if you get called out of order the third time, I'm going to ask the committee to vote whether or not to mute you.
On what basis?
You're out of order, Nancy. You got to be in order to be
That's
on
the fifth time, Richard. Let's
That's
go
what?
Ahead and take a vote. That's the fifth time already. Let's go ahead and take a vote.
No, that's the second time I called it. And that goes in the minutes, Secretary. Okay. Teresa, you want to bring your motion?
Yes. I sent the motion out, and this is how it reads. For consideration at the March 8th governance meeting, whereas the current dire financial situation faced by KPFT mandates that the local station board devote its time and attention to fundraising, membership, and listenership, and whereas governance changes can be proposed to, discussed, and voted upon directly by the KPFT LSB, therefore, the KPFT Governance Committee hereby recommends to the LSB that the Governance Committee be suspended until such time that the LSB identifies a specific governance issue to be addressed by the Governance Committee and reconvenes the Governance Committee for that purpose. Would you like me to motivate it?
Yes.
Okay. As is stated, we have 16 people on this committee. We have three more who've applied to serve on this committee. Significant amount of time is tied up on this committee by board members who I think perhaps would rather be raising money or dealing with listenership issues or membership issues. And only two of the stations have governance committees. We are one of them. The other one is KPFK. And I think that for example, KPFA conducts their issues involving standing rules and also bylaws through the LSB. If anything is passed here, then it would have to go to the LSB. So I'm suggesting that at this point that it's unnecessary to have these meetings. In fact, it's counterproductive. It ties up the time of about at this point, 16 people.
Okay. That's your motivation. Okay. This is how we're going to handle the discussion on this motion. We just had it motivated by somebody who's in favor of it. And the first person to speak is going to be against. And then we're going to alternate. We're going to go against and for and then back against. So, who would like to be on the list for being against this motion?
We got Ted.
I think Joseph put his name up. Ted.
Joseph.
Nancy. Point of information.
Just a second. Nancy was the third one there, I think. And who asked for a point of information?
This is V.
B, what's your point?
If you don't mind, can you repeat the motion?
Sure. Whereas the current dire financial situation faced by KPFT mandates that the local station board devote its time and attention to fundraising, membership, and listenership, and whereas governance changes can be proposed to, discussed, and voted upon directly by the KPFT local station board, therefore the KPFT Governance Committee hereby recommends to the LSB that the Governance Committee be suspended until such time that the LSB identifies a specific governance issue to be addressed by the Governance Committee and reconvenes the Governance Committee for that purpose.
Okay, we've got three people.
I want to speak against. This is Susie.
Richard, you muted yourself, I think. Richard.
How about that? Yeah. Am I there now? Okay.
There you
Richard?
Just a second. I got Susie, after Nancy. Let me list out who I've got. Joseph, excuse me, Ted, Nancy, and Susie. Who else wants to get on that for against? Okay, while y'all are thinking about that, are there any people that like to speak for the for side of it?
This is Sandy. I would. Thank you.
I strenuously support it.
Just a second. Sandy, Susan.
Sean's got Sean.
Mac on the stack for.
Jane, Mac.
Bill. Crozier, that is.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak? Whichever side you want to speak on. Once I get this agenda, stack laid out, then we'll just let y'all talk about what you want to talk about. Limit it to a minute or two. Don't go on and on, please. Okay. Well, we've got enough to get started. Is there anybody
else? Yeah. Don't trust anybody, not including.
Wait a minute. Who's talking?
Hey, this is Jane. All I'm saying is make the time limit a time certain, 2 minutes or 90 seconds or whatever you choose. But speaking for myself, I can't be trusted to keep myself under a minute unless you tell me.
So, okay. Thank you. Can somebody keep time? Let's start.
Bill, I can do it.
Bill, okay. Let's start with one minute for each one of you guys, and then you can come back later. Okay, we're going to start with Joseph. 1 minute, and then we can come back later.
Okay. The very fact that we were having these discussions about the bylaws, what they mean, means we have to have some place to be able to discuss these things publicly. And get some sort of resolution because we obviously have need for a governance committee. Secondly, while it's true, I want to have people do fundraising and whatnot, there are other subcommittees and whatnot for that. Third, the exact point of having subcommittees is to not waste time in LSB meetings. So if you guys want to actually have to be discussing what does a bylaw mean in an LSB meeting, then those meetings are going to be consumed with debate about these things. So I think not having the governance committee could be disastrous for LSP meetings.
10 seconds.
Lastly, Bill interrupted me, so I guess I'll just have to stop. Thank you.
No, he said 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, and he interrupted my train of thought. He didn't need to say that.
You're not that old. Okay. Sandy, would you like to talk in 1 minute? Sandy, where'd you go?
Muted.
On no, mute. I'm not. Okay. We've got to learn the technology. My fault. It's dire times. We're down to very little in the bank account. This last fund drive didn't exactly go swimmingly. And there's a big fear of come the end of April, we may be out of money. We have a 52x52 campaign. I wonder how many people here that are arguing about bylaws are going to support that $52 campaign. If you really care that much, then please step up. Further, we have grant money sitting in the wings, and these people, the philanthropic organizations that would give us money, which we need, are saying, what is your board doing to support KPFT? This is a fine demonstration for everybody to step up. Everybody on this Zoom call to step up. $52 for 52
10
years.
10 seconds.
Thank you. That's it.
Boy, Bill, you run them off, don't you?
Exactly.
Ed, I believe you're next.
Exactly.
Ed.
Limiting the time of discussion is a governance issue. It violates the purpose of discussion in a committee, yet we have a chair who used the power of the position to make an edict that we're going to limit this discussion to 1 minute. Yeah, we have serious financial issues within Pacifica, and yet we get into these discussions about killing a committee, and we're going to waste time here. We're going to waste time at a board meeting if it passes here. I hope it doesn't pass here so we don't waste the time in the board meeting. The fact that we have, I don't know who decided that Crozier was going to be the timekeeper for this.
10 seconds.
When it's the chair's responsibility to be telling me when I should or should not speak, as far as I'm concerned. This motion is a waste of time and a waste of money.
Out of time.
And I don't like the fact that the chair isn't the one who's telling me that.
Mr. Crozier is just saying what the time is. He's not attacking anybody. Okay, Susan?
Yeah, hi. We are all volunteers. And this time is very, very precious, and it is being abused. Jane recommended that we have a timekeeper. Richard asked, would somebody be willing to serve as a timekeeper? Bill volunteered that it is exactly the way the PNB handles it every single meeting. We spend a great deal of time arguing fine points of this and that, reaching virtually no agreement, giving people the opportunity to speak at great length over things that don't really matter. I would much rather be spending my time thinking about ways to support the 52 by 52 or calling lapsed members or helping Cassandra with the art auction fundraiser concept. This is a big waste of time, and no useful outcomes emerge.
Okay, Nancy. Before you start, let me ask. Let me say this, Ted. I've said the first time around, 1 minute. We're coming back around, but we need to spread things out so that everybody gets in on this. Okay, Bill, you ready to go?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes. According to the standing rules of KPFT's LSB, we have to have a governance committee along with many other committees, and some of them we're not even doing. But we would, if we were to end the or stop the governance committee, it would be a violation of the standing rules, and we cannot do that tonight.
Is that your final statement? Okay.
Yeah, we would be in violation of the standing rules if we were to vote on this. This motion is out of order.
Okay. Jane, I think you're next.
I defer my time.
You deferred your time. Okay, Susie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Yeah, come on.
Okay. So I agree with what Joseph said, that we need to have the committee and what Nancy said, because that it is in the standing rules. And the other thing, if we were to follow the motion, what exactly do you have in mind, Teresa, ways that we're going to be all participating in an organized manner where we all have assignments and we can all participate together for fundraising, for membership, and for listenership? Do you have something in mind? Do you have a proposal on how that will be handled, so what you say is that we're wasting time, so that you're going to have each one of our time already assigned and the proposed way that we're going to be doing this? Because if not, it's a waste of time.
Okay, thank you. Mac?
This meeting is an object example of why the motion is meritorious. We spend half of us spend all our time wrapped up in all this process with no regard to making any progress. The other half of us are trying to scream over the other half the time, and we get nothing done. If the committee isn't doing anything, Let's concentrate on trying to save the station.
Okay. Is anybody else who want to speak against the motion?
Yes.
And you can come back, Ted.
I'd like to speak against the motion.
Who's that?
Susie V.
Patel. Oh, Susie. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Venetia.
Paul Adams.
Okay. Who are we talking about? Venetia? Venetia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Venetia.
I got Ted next and then Bill and then you, Venetia.
It's already spoken once.
Yeah. Oh. Did you? I don't think so.
Joseph, Sandy, then Ted, then Susan, Nancy, Jane, Susie, Mac. Let's let Ted.
I'll take my hand.
Okay. Yeah, everybody's got their hands up. Ted, go ahead. You got another shot at it.
Let me back up and say that if people don't think that this committee is worthy of their time, they should just quit. You know, go do the other work that needs to be done. Everything that this committee does has to be approved by the board. If we don't do the hard work in the committee, then we're going to be spending the time in the LSB meeting. The whole reason for committees is to diminish the amount of time that is devoted by the board to the same issues. We should be able to hash things out here and make the kind of statement that I'm making right now that will preclude the need to get rid of this committee, because y'all will down. And as a result, we won't have to waste our time tomorrow night on this matter. We've done 3 months of building this committee. We've now got our officers in place. Now we're in a position to get some serious work done. And now we get a motion to kill the committee. That's ridiculous. To say we don't get any
more time
is because of the fact that we've been busy building the leadership for this committee.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. Next person is Bill. Did you want to say something, Bill?
Yeah, thank you. I'll just say I agree with all the people that have spoken in favor of the motion, and I'll just point out also that the motion does not abolish the committee. It suspends it until it's needed again. Thank you.
That's right. Jane, I think you had your hand up one time.
And I just want to just reiterate what Bill said, which is we're not killing the
committee. I thought we were going for
I'm sorry, Jane, I just asked you if you had your hand up.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We
place in the queue. I'm good.
Okay. Venetia is next. I'm sorry. I wasn't watching closely. I'm sorry. Venetia,
this is a hard thing and you're doing a great job, Richard.
Thank you. Venetia, it's your turn to talk.
Thank you. Okay. So the first thing I just want to make. Yeah. Thank you. This is not a mandatory committee. No one has to be here. So to complain about being here, like as if it's required to be here, is quite disingenuous. If the committee is in existence, it doesn't force you to be here. So that's just like a disingenuous argument. The second thing is we need a system of checks and balances. And the governance committee is one of the ways that we do that, along with the other committees. And so it's in our bylaws to actually have this committee. And I would like the new members of the board to really consider the optics of this, because when I first heard that motion, it's like you're removing, this is the name of this committee is the governance committee. We know that this is the committee that oversees the governance of the local station board. You're essentially removing an oversight committee, and it looks really, really bad.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. Jane?
In my humble opinion, we have been doing a great job, and we are willing to stand by and address any issues that come up. And this committee has been exemplary. All I'm saying is we don't need to have mandatory meetings. We can meet at will. And, you know, with looking at, I was looking at some of the emails back and forth about having to be in the building, which was, I'm sorry, that's not relevant to this committee. But I'm just saying we are involved, and thank you, Bill Crozier, for bringing all that stuff up because it was very germane. And
10 seconds.
We're all here. We're all here to serve, and we can, that's all I have to say. We're all here to serve.
Okay. Thank you.
Richard, this is Joseph.
Joseph, you want to talk again?
Just for a moment.
Okay. You got a minute.
Okay. Well, thank you. That is a concern, is that, okay, now when she said her motion, there was no provision about recalling it. Now she said, now people have suggested maybe we could recall it, and yet there's no specifics on how it would be recalled. I mean, this is going to be a majority vote to recall it. Is it going to be, you know, three people can recall it? What? So this is becoming very difficult, especially to get something controversial on the floor that maybe people don't want to talk about. And that's part of the point of these committees, is to use this airspace. We have something that's difficult. Okay, I bring up motions that are difficult. Well, let's discuss them and get them beaten out here instead of wasting the LSB's time. That's what governance is all about, trying to make sure we understand our rules and bylaws. Thank you, Richard.
Joseph.
Hello, this is Sister Mama Sonia, just letting you know that I am here.
Hi, Sister Mama Sonia. This is your second time towards three times.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm about to speak out of turn to support what Joseph just said. We are here to address.
Point of order. She is out of order. She is. It's,
No, she's not out of order. There's nobody else. There's nobody else on the list right now.
I'm on the stack.
Are you?
Yes.
I don't think so. Okay. Jane?
PK, Susan Young, Teresa, and Ted all have hands up.
No, I'm good. I'm standing down. Sorry.
Okay. We had Susan for what we're doing for some of y'all that just came here. We're debating a motion to suspend the committee unless it's needed, and then the LSB can bring it back. And the way we're debating it, we're asking people, we're alternating between people that are for it and people that are against the motion. And right now we're fixing to have Susan talk about the four side of it. Four side of the moon. Robert, you were talking, let me, before you start, Susan. Robert, you were talking about, commenting on things. You ought to get in this discussion if you want to. Susan, go ahead. You got a minute.
Yes. The bylaws do not require LSBs to have governance committees. The standing committee of the PNB, one of the four standing committees, is governance. Not all SBs have governance committees. The standing rules are adopted by the LSB. If the LSB wishes to make a change, such as having the governance committee go on hiatus, the board can do that, and that is what is coming before the board right now.
That's a pretty fancy word, hiatus, but it works. Okay. Do we have anybody that wants to speak against this that hasn't spoken yet?
Let's vote.
I haven't spoken.
PK hasn't.
Who's that? PK, you want to speak? Okay, go.
I've been trying to understand, and I still don't understand the hiatus or wanting to suspend governance when governance is so important. And I guess it is difficult to be on a governance committee with people that you either don't like, respect, or understand why they want to have a governance that's inclusive and diverse. And so it seems to me that suspending it, at least, if it hurts one of us, it hurts all of us. The arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. And I would just like to see you think in terms of everybody needs to be heard. It isn't always easy to listen to other people, but you yourself want to be heard. You should give that as well to everybody else who's on here who are not suspending this particular committee.
Thank you, PK. That was an against. Anybody else want to talk about four? Teresa? You're muted, Teresa.
I want to reiterate that we have a governance committee on the national level. This is not this committee that we call it a committee. It's not really a committee. It is a subcommittee of the board, of the local station board. And so this will come before the local station board and they'll make that ultimate decision as to whether they feel this is the proper way for us to conduct our business. As I said, I hate to repeat, but only two of the five stations have a governance committee. Oh, let me say one other thing. You know, recently there was just a conversation about whether we should have live meetings, and somebody said it is illegal for KPFT to have Zoom meetings rather than live meetings.
10 seconds.
I think that it is not appropriate to be for people to just be blurting out, "Oh, okay, well, KPFT is doing something illegal." Just because people on the board have that opinion does not mean we're doing something illegal.
Time's up.
I'm going to get away from that subject because it's not germane to what we're doing right now. Is there anybody that wants to speak against? Did that cat want to speak? Okay. Ted?
I find it really amazing that somebody wants to prove that we don't do anything significant, makes a motion, and then we go about doing something that's not significant. And if this thing passes, it will go before the board tomorrow night, where we'll have this discussion again for all of the members of the board, and we will further not doing anything significant. And then when it's decided that maybe there is some reason for the governance committee again, we will have another discussion that will be a long one, and it will prove once again that we are doing something insignificant if we do put this body on hiatus. We can stop all of that by voting this motion down. Otherwise, we will prove the point that we don't do anything significant. Well done. Stupid.
Thank you, Ted. That was significant. Okay. I don't see any other hands up. So I guess we're going to go vote on this. Who's doing the votes? Teresa? No, it's your motion.
I will. Okay.
Why don't you let somebody else vote, do the vote? It's your motion. Jane, are you set up now to do the vote?
I honestly can't tell you if I am or not, but.
Susan, are you?
Teresa is.
Okay.
Let Teresa do it.
Okay.
It's her motion, I was thinking.
Alan says yes to the motion. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Wesley? Did I hear no?
Yes.
You did.
No, did you say no?
Yes.
Okay, Bethune says no. Bethune says no. Is Adriana Casanova on? Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier says yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
Davis says no. Marianne Martinez?
Martinez says yes.
Martinez says yes. McPherson?
Yes, for the motion.
McPherson says yes. Bill Stone?
Yes to the motion.
Stone says yes. Uzel?
Yes.
Uzel says yes. Weisgel?
No.
Weisgel says no. Weinman?
Yes.
Weinman says yes. Susan Young?
Yes.
Young says yes. Saibara Noritomi?
No.
Saibara Noritomi says no. Susie Moreno? Susie Moreno. I'm not hearing Moreno. Jane Scheidler?
No. Hello?
Who was that? No, wait a minute. That Susie.
Moreno says no.
No.
Susie said no.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Okay,
you.
Scheidler?
Yes.
Scheidler says yes. Okay. So I'm ready to tally.
Okay.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no. Motion passes.
Okay, I'll report that motion to the LSB. The next thing we have to consider is Ted's motion, and Ted, please explain that, because I don't know what it was about either.
I am not making a motion. I am informing the body that Joseph Davis and I met last week, and we reviewed Robert's Rules of Order regarding all of the ways that one can create or change a standing rule or a special rule. We did that as a prelude to go into the existing standing rules and special rules, which when they were created were called standing and special rules, which does not exist in Robert's Rules of Order, which goes to make the point that the people making the standing and special rules didn't know what they were doing. But in any case, we are beginning the process of reviewing the standing rules and special rules to try to define which ones are standing, which ones are special, and which ones should be either eliminated, amended, or added. We want to have other people from this committee and the public in general to join us in this effort in order for us to meet in a group of more than, I think it's 5 people. We have to make the meetings known publicly. We consider ourselves to be a subcommittee of the governance committee. In order for us to function, we will have to do our work and then bring it to the governance committee and then to the LSB. These rules, when used properly, can really make meetings more efficient, the body more efficient, and so on. If the governance committee goes on hiatus, the result will be that to avoid violating federal law, CPB rules, we will have to limit participation, and then we will have to bring the whole matter before the LSB. We think that by bringing it to this committee, some conditions that we may not be aware of, or some facts that we're not aware of, can be addressed. So
let me ask you a question, Ted. You don't have a motion?
I'm just telling you that we are, Joseph.
That's not a yes or no question. Do you have a motion?
I'd like to think about that for a minute. Maybe I can yield to Joseph, and by the time he finishes speaking.
I'm going to recognize whoever wants to call a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, does anybody object to that?
I object.
Okay, let's vote on that.
Wait, it's debatable if it's not a part of the agenda. We're talking.
It is part of the agenda. It's the last thing in the agenda. It's number 7.
Well, then I will present a motion. You didn't give me much chance.
Okay, the motion to adjourn. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, the motion is to the adjourn.
I have this issue before the body right now.
Alan says yes.
This is a violation.
Okay.
Wesley
Bethune?
We are not.
Wesley Bethune? Ted, take it to the Supreme Court if you disagree. but we're moving on. We have a motion to adjourn.
Wesley Bethune.
No. No.
Bethune says no. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier says yes. Joseph Davis?
Of course not. No, emphatically. Thank you.
Davis says no. Marianne Martinez?
Martinez says yes.
Martinez says yes. McPherson?
He's had to go to another meeting.
Okay. Bill Stone?
Yes.
Bill Stone says yes. Richard, I'm going to skip Richard. Weinman?
Yes.
Weinman?
Yes.
Weinman says yes. Ted Weisgel?
No.
Weisgel says no. Susan Young?
Yes.
Young says yes. Saibara Naritomi?
No. Nancy says no.
Saibara Naritomi says no. Susie Moreno. I'm not hearing Moreno. Jane Scheidler?
Yes.
Scheidler says yes. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Uzel says yes. Okay, I'm now going to tally the votes.
Susie didn't vote, right?
Yes. Susie Moreno did not vote.
Okay.
I have 8 yes and 4 no. The meeting is adjourned.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, everyone.
Tune in tomorrow night at the LSB.
Good night.